Listening to the Cannabis Hangout, two girls, one bowl, and a podcast that is breaking the stigma of marijuana. My name is Brannon.
And my name is Saba. We will be connecting with a community of cannabis enthusiasts by educating people,
sharing stories from medical marijuana patients,
and interviewing industry leaders while debunking cannabis myths.
So we invite you to come roll with us
while we break it all down.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Cannabis Hangout. I'm Brannon.
And I'm Sab.
And today we're here to talk with our friend Kelsey. There are so many different ways and reasons that we all use marijuana. It's a lifesaver for some people. And on today's cannabis conversation, we're so excited to welcome Kelsey and allow her to just share her story with all of you listening and us. So please, everybody, welcome Miss Kelsey to the Cannabis Hangout.
Hello, Kelsey.
Hey, beautiful ladies.
We are so excited to have you on, Kelsey. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to be here with us. So let's just dive right in. Tell us where your cannabis journey began.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah.
I'm so excited to be here. I feel so honored. Well, you guys know I've been smoking marijuana since like 17 years old. I'm honestly 31. And yeah, so I've just been smoking since 17.
Do you remember the first time you smoked when you were 17?
I don't know.
I have vague memories of the first time that I had smoked. It's like very like, same I know song. Who I was with and like, I yeah, know yeah. the high, but I don't know, like, I know one like main part, but I don't really remember anything else. Like, yeah. I don't remember how it happened. I don't remember like the color or anything.
Yeah, I was in high school. So I remember I was with my friend Cody and a girl named Kaylee. So it's just a blur, but it was
Shout out to Cody and Kaylee.
Yeah. So you smoked when you were 17, and then did you kind of like use cannabis like throughout your life up into the point of where you're at now, or just kind of share a little bit about your journey?
Yeah, I just used cannabis my whole life, and then as you guys know, I started getting into concentrates, and wax just helped me a lot better.
Yeah, absolutely. So what would you say, Kelsey, that you use cannabis specifically for? How does it help you?
It just helps with my anxiety and my social anxiety, and it helps me sleep at night because like I'm up all night overthinking, and when I smoke, it just helps me go to sleep, and it just helps me talk better and everything.
To just chill your body out, just allow you to process things differently.
I love that. So words are very hard to
say. It's okay, and I'm nervous too, so
you've been smoking flower for forever. When you first took, I'm sure you remember your first dab, because obviously that must have been the turning point of like, wow, okay, I love this stuff. What was that like going from flower to dabs for you?
Can you tell me about it one more time?
Just like, because flower is so different. You know, like I find flower to be a very different high than a dab. I feel like dab really takes me 0 to 99 very fast, versus flower, I feel like it kind of eases me into my high. So what point did you find dabs? You were like, yes, this is like, I love dabs. This is it for me.
Yeah, it's just because dabs, for me, it just gives me more creativity high.
Yeah, and that's cool.
Yeah.
I've never heard that before.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So it's just, my tolerance was just really low after a while, you know, because after I was smoking for 17 years, my tolerance started getting low with flower. So I was like, what is something that can get me a little bit more...
faster,
yeah.
too.
Yeah. Yeah. So concentrates really helped me with that, and, I just like it more than flower right now. It just, I still love flower. I still smell
I like
flower.
That you said right now, because I feel you so hard on that.
Yeah.
Because everything for me is right now. It's never like, this is what I love. This is just like
only.
Right now.
Yeah.
I'm just getting
I'm
back
just
into
trying
flower.
New things. Like I love concentrates because like, you know, it's just
Heck
helping
yeah.
me with different things than flower. You know, I'm just trying new things. Like I always smoke flower, but like I'm just trying different concentrates.
Yeah.
And, shout out to Sunday Extract.
Shout out to Sunday Extract.
Sunday's such a good one. So question about being a cannabis user. Does your family know that you consume cannabis, and are they cool with it?
Yes. My mom lets me. I live at my mom's house right now. Just, you know, saving up. She's cool with it.
Yeah.
Saving up money to move back out again. We'll talk about that in a second.
But, okay,
saving up money. She lets me smoke in the garage.
That's nice.
That is so nice.
When it is cold outside, you don't have to feel like you're completely outside.
She actually
outside.
Gave me money to like help me get my medical card.
Oh, that's amazing. I love that.
Whenever I didn't have a job, like, because she knew that. I was trying to change my life around and stuff.
Yeah.
So. Like, she knew, like, that would help me a lot with my anxiety, like, and stuff. So she cares for my, she doesn't want me to have anxiety, so she wants me to smoke. She encourages it.
I love that.
It,
that's very cool.
I do love that, because in that kind of sense, when you need something like that, but you don't have anything, and someone who loves you can see that they can help you in that sense, I think that's such a gift to give somebody.
Cause, it really is. It's not,
and that's one thing that I feel like we're passionate about is being able to like afford your cannabis medicine and like even getting your card or I mean, all that's expensive.
Yeah. And there is a lot of people who can't afford it, and that's what they need. Otherwise it's big pharma. They win every time. I feel like there's some way to always get big pharma, but it's not always just so easy to get the cannabis medicine that specifically you need. And so it's really,
it's nice that your mom helped you to be like, hey, like I'm going to help. I know this is going to help you.
And
you
also
know.
My dad smokes. So smokes with me. And so.
Oh, that's such a bond.
I love when we hear people say that, because like, I don't have that relationship with my dad to where I'm like, his ass needs to smoke. Like he could use a joint, you know, but
my mom doesn't smoke, but sorry, mom, I'm going to say this. You should smoke sometimes.
I think everyone should. I know. Like sometimes it's
But she powers it a lot. Like she's a, you know, she encourages.
That's, you know, it's
supportive.
Yeah, that's good because supportive. She could not be supportive, and that's nice that she has your back and she understands the plant for what it is, even though she does not want to consume. She's educated, which I feel like there's a huge lack in that.
She lets me smoke in the garage, like I said. She lets me smoke my vape pens and weed pens in my bedroom.
Hell so. Yeah. Shout out to mom.
Yeah. Thanks, Michelle.
Shout out to Michelle.
That's funny.
So, Kelsey, tell us what your cannabis journey your cannabis routine looks like from the time you wake up to the time you go to bed.
Okay. Well, when I wake up about like 8 every morning, and I just, you know, go to the garage and,
go to the garage. Hell yeah.
You know, get my Sunday out, and I just take a big ass rip.
Yeah.
And then I get to work and sell pizza all day. And then, I just smoke pretty much throughout the day after I work. And then when I get home, I smoke some more.
Yeah,
nice.
I just stay pretty much medicated all day.
Cannabis is it's so
honestly,
steady.
I stay medicated all day whenever I work, and like, yeah, I smoke before work because like it helps me, you know, make pizza in front of people and like talk to people and be on the cashier and help.
The cool thing is that from what you said is you can function just fine.
Yeah,
with
basically what I'm
cannabis.
Saying is I can function better staying medicated throughout the whole day.
Yeah. I love that. And I feel like that's something that I feel like it needs to be normalized more like that, because there's so many people who want to use cannabis while they work because it helps them, but like they don't want to be in trouble for being high or like, you know, looked down upon, or like your boss might tell you you can't. I know people who work at dispensaries who are not allowed to medicate like before they cut, like they're not, you know, and so it just kind of defeats the purpose, I feel like, of what the medicine true like cannabis truly is. So like, good job for using it when it makes you
feel
good.
And especially as somebody who also has anxiety, it helps. Like, it helps. And I hate when people say like, oh, they're not going to be able to do their job. Actually, I'm going to do my job better because I'm not going to feel anxious and do bad. I'm going to feel normal because I've medicated. And I feel like there's this huge disconnect with people where they think that it's only getting high, but when you're in so much pain and you smoke, your threshold, you're just normal. You're not high at that point. You're like, your body's back to functioning normal.
I know.
Same thing with anxiety. Same thing with depression. Right. Like, really, same thing with everything. You're just back to normal. It's not high. You're just yourself.
Balanced. You're literally balancing out your endocannabinoid system.
Yeah, I got really passionate about that because I feel that. I hate that there's such a disconnect in that because
I know. I'm glad
there
you
shouldn't
said
be.
That.
I am glad. You're really glad you said that.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah. So whenever, you said, what are your go-to strains whenever you dab? You said you like Sunday a lot. Is there anything specific you like from them that you go back to, or do you just like always try something different with them?
I'm honestly trying all the concentrates.
Okay, good deal.
My favorite ones right now that I have are the Blueberry OG. I love Blueberry OG. That's a good one. Yeah. I brought it with me, so you guys can try that.
Heck yes.
It's a good start.
Slurricane.
That honestly is a really good one. I've recently tried that in flower.
Mandarin Skittles.
Yeah. Yes. It's fun to dabble into different ones.
I know you've listed off a lot we've had in the dispensary, and I'm like, yep, I know that one. Yep, I know that one. Yep, I've seen that one too.
Black Cherry Punch is one of my favorite ones.
That was a really good one. Yeah, I can attest to that.
Black Cherry Punch. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Cookies and Cream is a good one.
My favorite ice cream flavor.
Yeah, but it's a concentrate flavor. What else? I don't know. You guys will have to just...
An array of them.
For sure. Nice. So, Kelsey, tell us this. They're going to dig a little bit deeper. People think that cannabis can be a trigger for people who are practicing sobriety and trying to get clean. Like, it's a gateway drug. Being a recovering addict, what are your personal thoughts on that?
And feel free to like share a little bit about like your story and who you are and kind of with the question that Saba asked, we can revisit it.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I am a recovering addict. I'm a year sober.
Woo! Yay! So proud of you.
Thank you. As shameful as it is, really, well, I tried all the drugs in the book. I was just really depressed, you know, and just wanted to end my life, really, just because I had some insecurity issues. And, you know, well, I tried heroin and meth and I don't know. And then cannabis and concentrates really helped me get past that.
Yeah.
It allowed you cannabis. It sounds like it just like opened up another realm for you.
With concentrates, I feel like that was a whole different side of cannabis that you had not used that was familiar.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So to answer your question, which was what?
So what do you think about people who say that like cannabis is a gateway drug? Because that, you know, growing up, that's all
we
were
raised
on.
It's not a gateway drug. You know, you can use it how you want it. You can say it how you know, as you please. But I don't think it's a gateway drug. Cannabis is, you know, helps you, you know, and cannabis helped me get sober. You know, I changed my life around. Yeah. You know, I'm a year sober because cannabis.
You did that.
That's so cool.
And you
cannabis
did that.
Helped me. Yeah. Like, I turned my life around. I didn't want to go to jail. I didn't want to die.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to smoke more weed and change my life around. Oh, yeah. I didn't want to become homeless. You know, you guys have the cutest place, and I want a place like your place. And I'm saving money right now.
You're going to get it.
You are. I'm going to move out in a few months. And
you
guys are like my vision board. Like, you guys are my vision board.
Because
you guys made a vision board. And so,
sweet. Thank you.
So cannabis is not a gateway drug, in my opinion.
I agree.
So fuck the haters.
I feel like it's a touchy for people who are trying to be sober or practice sober ways from coming off of like hardcore drugs, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. from like shooting up and stuff.
It was really hard because I smoked meth. I shot up and, you know, I'm shameful to say it, but I want people to know that cannabis does help, to get sober.
For me,
it helped me at least.
Yeah. But like, you know, there's to parents or someone who is like, I don't know, because I have, you know, my own family history of these kinds of events. And I think it's hard to get to the parents to be like, hey, it's okay that your son or mm-hmm. daughter is using cannabis. Like, they are trying to practice sobriety and they mm-hmm. are doing good. And like, this is what's helping them. So like, please don't ridicule them or get them in trouble for it or ground them for it or do this or flip out on them and send them to rehab because they smoke, you know, pot. I know to certain extents, you know.
So I'm going to chime in on that. I have to take drug at home drug tests, you know.
Okay.
And for work too. Mm-hmm. And so like, the only thing that should be on there is THC.
Right.
So, you know, so I'm going to pass a drug test.
I think what you said is it's good from coming from someone with experience mm-hmm. with it and like being a daughter, you know, of your parents. And I think if anyone listening is a parent and or anyone you have a loved one who is struggling or is trying to stay sober, that there are different cannabis like there's different ways you can use cannabis to help. And it doesn't just have to be dabbing or just flower. Like there's tinctures. There's so many different things that can help you.
And it's you, exactly. There's bases. There's not, you don't just have to take a dab. You can take a tincture in the morning and then layer on top of it, because cannabis is like an onion. There's so many layers to it. And so you can always layer on top of it, because
a good way to put it.
I mean, it's true though. And yeah, I feel like you don't have to do just one thing at all the time. You can mix a lot of different combinations to get where your body and your soul need to be.
Totally.
Yeah. And there are days where I don't like smoke every day, you know, there will be days where like I don't smoke at all and I'll just smoke at night.
Yeah. That's cool though, because that, I feel like that makes you feel like you're in a good spot, because you're not relying on, you know,
it's appreciation for the plant
all the time.
Yeah. It's appreciation for the medicine that you have.
No, I love
what
that.
You get to do, and it's beautiful.
Yeah. So Kelsey, was there a moment when you were like, okay, wow, this is my only medicine and I see it for so much more than just getting high? Like did that like click to you whenever you were like, I'm going to use cannabis and this is my only medicine? And it's just, I feel like it's so much more than just the quote unquote getting high that people say.
Yeah.
You know, was there like, did you have an aha moment?
Yep. I was just like, yep. This helps with every way.
It's different from smoking when you were 17.
At first I just wanted to get stoned, but now it just is like, I just wanted to get fucked up and high. But now this is just an everyday use medicine. Like I can't function without it most of the time. So
yeah. I hear you on that.
All right, let's flip the script a little bit.
Okay, so.
Okay, I feel like we all have something we love to do after we smoke. For me, I love hanging outside. I love hanging out with my dog and cats. I love hiking. I love doing all the outdoorsy stuff, especially when the day's pretty. With that being said, what's your favorite thing to do after you smoke?
Dude, after I smoke, I love to go play disc golf.
Hell yeah.
I'm not very good at it, but I still love to throw and take pictures out in the woods with the Sunday gear on, model for Sunday.
I love that. Hell yeah.
And just enjoy nature and music outside with your friends, anything.
All
you know?
Good vibes.
Yeah, I like to do anything, really. Just be with people that you love and paints, random shit. Like, I love all your art on your wall. I want to do that too.
It's so therapeutic.
It really is.
You just need a canvas and some paintbrushes and some paint.
And you just go at it. Don't think too hard though, because that's what I do.
Yeah, me too.
And then I go down a rabbit hole.
And this podcast, man, I thought way too hard about this podcast before. And I'm so nervous. Like, I sound so silly. Like, I'm going to go home and be like, damn it, I messed it up.
You're killing it right now. You're doing great.
You owe me a Coke.
You don't need Coke, Sabas. So
I know.
Stop it.
Fine. You owe me a smart water.
But yeah, I like to do anything after I smoke, man.
I love that. Cannabis just makes everything more enjoyable, right?
It's true.
Yeah, except getting on a Ferris wheel. I'm a little bit.
Okay, I hate Ferris wheels. I will not get on them. Who?
Dude, yeah, no. Time, Amanda, my friend Amanda, shout out Amanda. Went to Wheeler Park and we smoked a bunch, obviously, because we were like, it sounded like a good idea.
Yeah,
we were
of course
like,
it
oh,
is.
We want to get so stoned and like go get on the Ferris wheel. We wanted it really just for pictures.
Yes.
But yeah, we got up there and I was like, she was like holding on to the pole and me. I went down, get me the fuck off of this. And I'm like, okay, let's get down. Or let's go three more. One more time round. Come on. And then we finally got off.
But I have, I'm scarred going. From
I know.
When I was little and Blakely and I got stuck at the top of a Ferris wheel at the fair
Lord.
It wasn't moving. And we were just at the top, just dangling.
Oh.
And we were younger too.
Oh my god!
And we were like, we were both freaking out. Mm-mm. And we were like, I think we just need to yell, I want down.
Yeah.
And I were like, I want down.
Dude.
And the people, but the kids behind us were like rocking, which was making us
hell
rock.
No.
Oh, I hate when people do that.
We were freaking out. After
I'll
that,
be like, can you not?
After that, Blakely was like, I'm never touching a Ferris. She like won't do it. Like I've done it since because I've gotten past it. But it was just a childhood story. That was funny.
Yeah, no, I don't sit on Ferris wheels because that is
Okay, yes. So Saba and I have different products that we like to use whenever we're on the road or at home or just out and about, but there are some that are staples to us that we can't leave the house without. So what's a product that you can't leave home without?
The products I cannot leave without are these amazing Sunday Extract Weed Pens.
Heck yeah. Which ones you got?
I have the Cataract Kush.
Okay.
It's a hybrid. It's really good. I love the flavor. And it's just a good high. It's just, it helps me talk on this podcast right now.
And kill it.
And I also like the mimosa one.
Okay.
The mimosa is really good too.
Yeah.
The mimosa. You're like a loyal Sunday
girl. I really am.
Like, you really are.
I really wish
Sunday,
they would.
Sunday, are you listening?
I know.
Are you?
Loyal customers.
Like, will you please sponsor me? I'll give you Brahms for life.
There you go.
That's a really good turn off Sunday. I would take that if I was y'all.
I'll help you with anything.
Love to hear it.
So Kelsey, just kidding, I know when I know when I feel highly anxious and can't think straight at times, I know what I need to do to get myself back in check. When you feel not okay, what's your ritual to help yourself getting back to feeling balanced?
When I feel not okay and not balanced, I just take a rip of my pen and put on some music. Not even like the music of today, like the throwback music.
That's the soulful stuff.
Yeah. Because it just is mind, you know.
Do you ever have like a dance mindful party by yourself? Like with your music?
Oh, yeah. Every day I'm like by myself. So like, yeah, I'm like my own party every day. I dance every day in my car all the time. Because you know, I'm a year sober, so I have a car now. So like driving in my car. Car, like dancing with the windows down. And I just have my pen. I know you're not really supposed to like have your pen and drive, but I do it anyway.
Guilty. Do you know how many people I see doing that?
That helps me.
People looking at each other. Hey!
But to answer your question, Sab, that helps me.
I love that. I feel that. I feel the same about
just
my
hitting
pen.
The pen, honestly. Mm-hmm. Just and
that's
like,
my go-to. I mean, usually
that's
too.
A simple answer, but
girly
honestly,
music or gangster rap, you
it's
know?
Everything. Yeah,
gangster rap, holler,
and whipping your hair back and forth.
So, what has been the most life-changing part about consuming cannabis, especially now that it's legal in our home state?
I don't know. What's yours? I'm going to flip that on you.
Kelsey, I love it. Nobody has done that. Oh, my gosh. Wow. Were you meant to podcast? What's happening here?
What's yours?
I don't know.
Wow. Okay. I think the most life-changing part about consuming cannabis is being able to share it with my parents now about like what I'm passionate about, because I feel like for the longest time, I thought it was tech for me. And I thought that I started a business on the side and it was called Friendly Tech. And it, you know, I thought that that's what I was meant to do. And I was meant to serve. I know I was meant to serve people and like talk to people somehow, but I didn't know how. And for the longest time, I thought it was that. And then I got into cannabis and my love just evolved so much more because we get to talk to people.
Yeah.
That's
beautiful
amazing.
People like you, who share their stories. No, it's true though, but it's so cool to see how so many people battle with different things, but this one plant connects so many people together. And that's really been my favorite part. And then starting this with Brian and being able to do cool things like this.
And it's really fun. It's just the cannabis industry, I feel like here in Oklahoma specifically, shows so much love.
Yes, always.
I feel like
we always say that,
but it's just so true. And it's being in your home state.
Yeah.
Like Oklahoma,
back home,
period.
Smoking legal.
Hey. And to answer your question though, but for real, I just like to share it with everybody. Yeah. Like I just like, you know, just share it's shareable.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's one.
Does that definitely answer?
If you're a friend of Mary, you're a friend with me.
Yeah, yes.
And
exactly.
That's why it's so shareable.
I hope that answers your question.
It 100% did.
I mean,
beautiful.
Sorry to flip the script on
you. No, I love you.
I
want
to hear your stories too.
That was really good. My heart's still beating from that one.
Well, I want other people to hear it too.
Yes.
So has there been anything as a patient that's been frustrating for you in this market?
That's a good question.
Like when you go into the dispensary or like, do you feel like you're being well cared for in different ways?
That's a really good question. Sometimes like, I mean, I always feel welcomed like going in dispensaries, you know, always. 'Cause that's her job, you know, mm-hmm. But like sometimes I feel rushed out of stores.
Yes.
That's kind of a frustration. Like sometimes I'll be looking at some different options, you know, like different concentrates and like just trying to read about it. And like sometimes I just feel like kind of rushed behind the counter. Like they'll be like, I wish this girl kind of hurries up and like But it's just because it kind of happened to me before.
Yeah, you know, like, no, I feel that. That's frustrating, like, as a patient, because you want to learn. That's your place to go learn. Where else are you going to, you know?
Yeah, like, I don't know. That was just the only one time that ever frustrated me one time. I mean, it only happened one time.
Yeah.
But other than that, really, no.
Yeah.
Sometimes I just wish prices were lower.
More affordable.
Yeah, more affordable. I mean, I can afford them because I have like 27 concentrates.
And
but like, affordable, good quality product, period, I think is goals.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. Sometimes I just wish the prices were lower. But I mean, other than that, I don't think so.
Good. Yeah. I love that. Mm-hmm. All right, Oklahoma, you hear that? You're killing it.
Yeah. Well, I just can't think of anything right now. I'm probably just nervous.
No, that's honestly a great one. Yeah. I haven't heard that yet, but I love hearing it from like a patient standpoint, you know, with like, cause Saba's a bud tender behind the counter and like, I'm not, neither are you. So
I don't know. Really.
Yeah. It's like, it's just little reminders that like when you're helping people, you're just like, you don't make them.
And that's so amazing that you have that job. Like, hopefully
I'm grateful. I'm very grateful. It's really cool to hear people's stories.
Yeah. I want to come see you at Living Leaf.
You should. So Kelsey, we ask everyone this question: with the stigma with cannabis, what's something you would like to see changed? Like what's a cannabis stigma that you just like roll your eyes at that you're like, ugh, I want to help change that one. Dun, dun, dun.
These are kind of hard questions. You were like, these are easy questions.
I mean, these there's kind of hard. There's so many different ones, I feel like.
I never really thought of that, so I don't want to take a long time to think about that question.
It's okay. What are some that you think of, Saab?
There's been like,
I don't know,
the stoner, the unproductive.
Or not successful. Not
unproductive, unproductive.
Yeah.
Not successful, lazy. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like we've heard some good ones. I just can't really think of them filing through my cabinet right now in my brain.
I feel that.
I mean, I feel like we've...
That but I don't want to let you down. Like, can we skip that question?
Yeah, we can actually skip it because I feel like we've probably answered it in the entire episode.
I think we really have because Kelsey said something earlier that I'm thinking of now. But Kelsey, is there anything else you'd like to add before we hop off of our episode today?
Man, I just love you guys so much, and thanks for having me. Sorry, I was so nervous.
Don't apologize.
You killed it. Honestly, you killed it. Yeah, that was that. You fifth.
Wow.
Sometimes that happens. This flowed so beautifully, and you were so well spoken. Thank you so much for sharing your story with us and letting us be a part of your journey.
It.
Yeah,
and I
your
just journey. Hope everybody enjoys cannabis and concentrates as much as I do. I will always love it till the day I die. And no shame. And
no shame in your game.
No, hell no.
That's all I have to say. Thank you very much.
Kelsey, thank you so much for being on. And guys, thank you so much for listening to today's episode with our sweet friend Kelsey on the Cannabis Hangout. Stay tuned for next week's episode. And Brianna, as always,
stay medicated.